A wealthy woman. A woman who overcomes adversity. A woman who responds to the call to change her life with her choices and her actions. A woman who seeks the knowledge she needs to empower and change her life. Today, that woman is you. Get ready for a change because you are about to embark on a journey that will forever change your life. And now is the time for you to be a wealthy woman. Hello everyone and welcome to Wealthy Woman Wednesdays. This is Britannia, your host and mentor of the Wealthy Woman Podcast, and you are listening to episode 8, Stock Talk, Investing in the Future of Electric Vehicles, NIO versus Tesla. Hello everyone and welcome back to another Wealthy Woman Wednesday here on the Wealthy Woman Life Podcast. And I am super excited about this week's podcast because it is going over my most favorite topic in the world, stocks. And if you've been listening to me in the past, you will know that whenever I talk about stocks, I get really excited. It is my hobby. You know how some of you all like to go and buy shoes or purses or collect certain items. I love to collect stocks. So today I'm going to talk about two stocks that I actually own in my personal portfolios, and that is NIO and Tesla. And the reason why I'm going to talk about these two stocks in particular is because I believe that they will be some of the leaders in the electric vehicle future. Now, for those of you that might be new to investing in electric vehicle stocks, I will tell you why I got started in investing in the concept of electric vehicles. To start off, I do believe that as things are going progressively over time, I do believe gasoline cars will in fact be phased out and electric vehicles is the future, okay? So the future is already here. The future is now. If you go back throughout history, you will see that transportation has changed all throughout the course of time, right? If you go back way, 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 way back, you will remember the horse and carriage. Well, even before that, it was just a horse, basically, in a chariot. But, you know, then we kind of went up to the horse and carriage and whatnot. And then we also finally eventually developed the coal and steam engine. And, you know, and then, of course, the gasoline combustion engine came along and, you know, we got factories with Ford and whatnot. So I do believe just as the horse and carriage was phased out, just as, you know, certain technologies were phased out and replaced, I do think eventually gasoline is going to be replaced with electricity when it comes to our vehicles. So naturally, I was very intrigued when there became stocks available on the stock market that were geared towards the electric future. Now, another interesting thing is that the electric vehicle has already grown so much as far as the concept. I mean, it's been in production for years now, and sales have grown exponentially year over year. There's many companies working on the future of electric, you know, such as GM and Google. They have their Waymo division. All these companies are racing towards this electric vehicle future. But let me tell you what, two of my favorite companies that stand out would be Tesla and NIO. And the reason why is Tesla has a huge advantage in the market. You know, they have got the first mover advantage, basically. So now Tesla's ultimate goal is to eventually have, you know, fully autonomous driving, or what they call FSD, or full self-driving. And some of you may have heard of Waymo which is a division by Google, and they've been doing the autonomous, like, little robo-taxis that pick people up, and the car drives itself, and all that cool jazz. And, you know, you may be thinking, what does Tesla have over Waymo? Well, let me tell you what. Tesla is way ahead, and Waymo is way behind. Let me put this into perspective, okay? So Tesla, when they sell their cars, a lot of them come equipped. They have the feature that, you know, you can get the full self-driving capability because it's a computer that can be updated. It's like an iPhone. You update the software over the operating system. So Tesla's the same way. Tesla is not just a car company. They are a software company. So what's neat is that Tesla has been able to accumulate, you know, as of April 2020, over 3 billion miles of autonomous driving. Keep that number in mind, 3 billion miles. Now, Waymo by Google has only achieved 20 million since January 2020. So as you can see, Waymo is way behind on the autonomous driving mileage. So Tesla, when it comes to autonomous driving, they have a huge first mover advantage over other people that are going in the industry. So let's talk about Tesla and NIO now. Now, Tesla is already grown so much. If you look at the stock, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, is this a bubble? Like, oh my goodness, it looks hyperbolic, you know, parabolic. It's crazy. Same thing with NIO. You go look at the NIO stock chart and you're thinking, oh my goodness, does this thing have room to grow? Is it going to crash? And so that's why I want to go over a couple key points to help you decide, you know, and come to the conclusion for yourself, are these companies going to crash or are they going to keep going? Do they still have room to grow? Do they still have steam left in their engines? No, they don't. They have electricity in their engines, but you know what I mean. So let's go over it. All right, let's start with Tesla. Tesla is a company here in the United States. Okay, they have had amazing growth. Right now, they're about 39% quarterly year-over-year growth. And NIO's growing a lot. They are about 146% year-over-year growth. Now, with just those numbers, you might think, oh, okay, well, NIO's growing more, obviously. Well, not necessarily, because as a company gets older, their growth, you know, their year-over-year growth, quarterly and all that, it's gonna shrink. But it doesn't mean that the company is any less valuable because the growth isn't as huge leaps. It's easier to double your sales when you are smaller. It's easier to sell, you know, from 1,000 vehicles to 2,000 than it is from, you know, 250,000 to 500,000. So that's why you see that disparity between the year-over-year growth between NIO and Tesla. What Tesla has accomplished, though, 39% in the last quarterly year-over-year, it's simply amazing since they have already a huge market cap and valuation, and they're still growing at such a great rate. It's absolutely awesome. Now, you still need to figure out, is this a bubble or is this an opportunity? Okay, let's talk about the potential. Okay, so the potential for growth as far as electric vehicles, we are just getting started. We are just getting in the nitty gritty of growth. We are just now starting out. Because if you think about it, electric vehicle sales have been it's grown to about 2 million a year. And they are predicting, Bloomberg New Energy Finance is basically predicting that the sales will go from 2 million a year in car sales to 56 million by the year 2040. I personally think it's going to go a lot more than that. I think more than 56 million before 2040. But, you know, they probably want to be conservative in their estimate. Obviously, they don't want to be wrong. So I'm sure that's a safe bet for them to say that in their research. Also, they did mention in their research that by 2040, more than half of new cars will all be electric. Again, on this point, I do think they're being conservative. I do think we will reach it before 2040, but that just goes to show there's lots of years left to grow. There's a lot of years left. I mean, 2040, come on, that's 20 years away. And we're only at like 2 million cars right now, really? According to what they're saying. So I really think we have a lot more room to run here when it comes to, you know, replacing these combustion engine cars on the road with these electric vehicles. So that is a point. That I do believe there is still more growth left in the electric vehicle stocks, especially NIO and Tesla. A lot of major countries around the globe are pushing the electric vehicle transition. I mean, take a look at Norway. Norway is just phenomenal. Norway has a 54% market share of electric vehicles. I mean, they are doing fantastic in the transition. I do believe Norway is actually leading the transition to the electric vehicles. But the greatest potential for growth as a country, I would say, would be China. China has the largest EV market in the world, and the government is doing a huge push to transition to electric, obviously for many reasons, you know, for the economy, pollution that they have with their air quality. So China is really big on pushing that transition, a speedy transition into the electric vehicle market, hence why Tesla and Elon Musk, the CEO, have built that China Gigafactory in Shanghai. And what is phenomenally amazing is that it was just announced that the Model Y that Tesla has released in China just recently has already sold out for the production at the moment. The day it was like released on the Tesla website, people were just going nuts over it. And whatever was available as far as the Model Y right away got sold out. So good for Tesla. That is awesome. There is huge demand in China for the Model Y and the Tesla vehicles. Now, as far as NIO goes, NIO is actually a Chinese electric vehicle company. And they are basically definitely going to be a huge leader in the market share in the China market, the largest EV market. And you may be wondering, okay, well, I just heard so much about Tesla. Why not just, you know, buy Tesla stock? What, you know, should you buy NIO stock? I think NIO is going to be huge in China. I think that they are getting brand loyalty. Over 60% of people that purchase a NIO car, like it's basically based on referrals. So that's telling me that the owners of these NIO cars are loving their cars so much that there's like a 64% referral rate. So that's awesome. Also, something that's different with NIO that gives you a little bit of exposure in a different, you know, a different aspect of the EV market is that their battery is a battery as a service. Okay, Tesla is a battery sale. So when you buy your Tesla vehicle, you are buying the battery with your car. Now, NIO, they offer an interesting technique in that the battery as a service, you are not necessarily buying the battery, you're buying the car. And the battery is simply a service. And it helps to get the car out the door at a cheaper price. So the battery is basically not priced in with the car sale, so it helps lower the cost of the new car, and it makes it an easier entry for people to get into as far as buying an electric vehicle and the price. Also, it's really cool because when you have battery as a service, NIO has what's called a battery swap technology. Okay, so like Tesla, you have to go to, you know, a supercharger or have a charger at home, you plug it in, you sit, you wait for it to charge. NIO, you don't have to do that. While they do have the option of a plug-in charge, you can simply roll on up to their little battery swap station, and it takes only 3 minutes for this amazing machine to just plunk out your battery from beneath your car, and this robot just plunks off your battery and replaces it with a fully charged battery in 3 minutes. Yeah, you don't have to, like, sit there at the charging station, like, okay, let me watch a movie while my car is charging sort of thing. So I think that's awesome. Not only that, but think about the upgrading. You know, in the future, when Neo has these really nice new batteries that are coming out in their upgrades, well, you can get the upgrade. You don't have to buy a whole new car to get a new battery upgrade. You just go to the little swap station and you take advantage of that upgrade just automatically in the swap. You know, so I do think that Neo has a pretty cool advantage with that battery swap technology. Now, Neo is a newer company, okay? So they are not as quite as old as a company as Tesla. They're kind of still in the baby steps. However, they are about, I would say, about almost an 80 billion market cap right now on the stock market. Tesla's market cap is about 700 billion. Okay, so yeah, 700 billion market cap for Tesla and about 80, almost 80 billion for NIO. Now, Tesla and NIO both have the capability of autonomous driving in the future. So, Tesla has its own software and NIO has collaborated with Mobileye, which is an autonomous driving company. So Mobileye was first started in Israel, and then Intel acquired it in 2017, and in turn, Intel then partnered with NIO to collaborate and integrate Mobileye's autonomous driving technology into the NIO cars. Now, why am I excited about the idea of autonomous driving other than I can go on long road trips and watch movies? Or heck, even maybe take a nap, you know, in the back seat of the car. But actually, what's got me excited about autonomous driving is the concept of the robotaxi. Now, robotaxi is basically when the autonomous car comes and picks you up, you hail it like you would a cab, only you probably are going to do it via an app. And the vehicle will pick you up and take you to your destination and drop you off, and you'll have the car all to yourself, okay? So that is a future concept that will eventually become a reality. Tesla has been working on it. Like I told you before, we talked about Waymo and how they're way behind Google's Waymo. I'm not saying that Waymo isn't going to be out there and on the road doing its thing one day. It will, but I do think Tesla has the mover advantage in the robotaxi department. As far as the robotaxis in China, I do think a Chinese company will probably have the advantage, you know, knowing with the Chinese government and the roads and all the regulations. I do think NIO in that aspect could take the lead in the Chinese territory. So we will have to keep a close eye on that. But the robotaxi idea, that is something I'm extremely excited about. There's so much growth for not just these electric vehicles selling, but for them to become a service, an actual autonomous service. So, I mean, talk about passive income. That's what the robotaxi is going to do for these companies. It's going to bring in passive income. And you might be still wondering, okay, is this a bubble? Like, look at these valuations. Look at these stock charts. NIO and Tesla have been through the roof for like the whole year of 2020 during the pandemic. These stocks have been making gains, ridiculous gains. NIO's like over 1,000%. Tesla probably by now is over 1,000%. I mean, it is just ridiculous. It's making people millionaires. And you ask yourself, is it going to run out of electricity? Is it, you know? I would have to say, if you don't currently own Tesla, if you don't currently own NIO, you gotta own them, okay? You gotta own them. But don't just plunk all your money in at once and be like, okay, I'm buying a huge part of my portfolio, Tesla, NIO, and you know, I'm gonna put, you know, 50% of my portfolio into these two stocks. No, don't do that. If you don't already have a position, now my advice to you is that slowly build a position. You know, start buying little nuggets at a time. Dollar cost average your way in. Because if you buy you know, Tesla, you know, is what, like 700 and something a share now? It's gone up ridiculously lately. If you were to buy in now, you're buying at an all-time high. I'm not saying it's the end of the high. However, if you were to put in some money now and then it drops, you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm in the negative. Well, by putting in a little bit consistently, you're averaging. So if you put it in now and then it drops, you put more money in when it drops, you're lowering your cost per share. So you're not taking as big as a negative as you would if you were just to throw all your money in at once and then just it do a big drop and then you have to sit and wait. So my advice would definitely be dollar cost average in both NIO and Tesla. And do it over a period of time. These stocks are not like something you want to purchase, you know, this week and sell next week. This is not something to play around with. This is the future, okay? This is the future of transportation. And it is going to unfold over the course of many years. So this is something that you are going to want to hold in your portfolio for the long term. This is not something you just want to buy and sell next week or even next year. You know, to really see the major growth and to see the milestones hit and to see, you know, the transition from combustion engine into electric, you need to just put this in your retirement portfolio, okay? This isn't something you want to play around during day trades. This is a long-term hold if you don't already own it. If you own it, awesome. Awesome. You are already on the bandwagon. You got this down. My advice, if you're wondering if you should, you know, continue to buy more, absolutely. Absolutely. We still have many, many years of growth ahead in the electric vehicle market in general. Okay. And we don't even have full self-driving yet. So just imagine the things that are going to come about with Tesla and NIO when the robo-taxis are released. You know, when there's full self-driving and all these new milestones hit. Now, I'm excited because Saturday, January 9th, is NIO Day. And on NIO Day, they will be releasing their first sedan, which is really cool. So you know, they say that they're not in competition with Tesla. It's kind of like a friendly EV family. But, I mean, if we are to compare apples to apples, I do believe this sedan is probably going to take a jab at the Tesla Model 3. So we will have to see what NIO has in store for us on January 9th. I am super excited about watching that event. And I do believe they're going to release more information about their battery technology for the vehicles. So it should be interesting. I highly encourage you to check out NIO on January 9th and see what news gets released during NIO Day. Tesla. Oh, so much to say about Tesla. Tesla has an exciting 2021 coming up. I mean, just think about it. They completed that Chinese Gigafactory. Now they sold out of their Model Y in China, like, boom, like right away. That is awesome. And what's really cool is there are so many goals coming up for Tesla to accomplish. And speaking of goals, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla right now, his goal was to deliver 500,000 electric vehicles from Tesla in the year 2020. So he set a goal, all right? And he basically reached his goal, okay? He was only shy by, you know, a little bit. So in Tesla, his goal was 500,000 vehicles to be delivered, and Tesla actually delivered 499,550 vehicles. So he was just shy of that goal. But let me tell you what, he is a goal getter. That's right. He Elon Musk and the Tesla in general, they are goal getters. And speaking of goals and the new year, happy new year. I hope you all had a wonderful time. And if you want to learn more about the goals and some advice for this year, I suggest you refer back to episode 7, Goals That Will Make You Rich. And in that, I talk specifically about very wealthy people and the goals that they set. And it's quite interesting because I did mention Elon Musk and Tesla, and here he is smashing that goal for 2020. That last year, he just about hit his mark, and let me tell you what, Tesla has a lot of future goals, and I'm sure they're going to smash them. Like, for instance, Tesla is now selling their vehicles in Israel. So Tesla is literally going global, and that is a goal. Tesla is global. It's all over. It's in China. It's in Israel. It's in Norway. It's in the United States. It's in Germany. It's going everywhere. So Tesla is huge. And speaking of big, what other state in the U.S. is big but Texas, right? So Elon Musk is building a gigafactory in Texas. Also, we have the Cybertruck, that famous Cybertruck, that crazy-looking thing from the future that is going to be starting delivery soon, and I'm sure the Texas Gigafactory has something to do with that. So I can't wait to see that Cybertruck come out, another model on the road for people to stare at and get all googly-eyed over. Also, Tesla semi-trucks. Tesla semi-trucks. There is so much, you know, talk about it. I'm so excited to see when the semis finally get released. It's going to be big. That's like a whole nother sector, you know, of Tesla alone. It's starting to get into that commercialization industry of, you know, semis and delivery vehicles. So, and then again, you know, like we've been talking about, the full self-driving capabilities. So many milestones to be accomplished by both Tesla and NIO in the coming years. While the stocks may look hyperbolic, I do think over the course of another 10 years, they're going to grow a whole lot more. So if you're wondering, should you invest in Tesla stock? Should you invest in NIO? I think go for both. But if you haven't already started, be sure to dollar cost average in. Do not buy huge lump sums right away. They are at all-time highs. However, over the course of many years, there's still lots of room to run, lots of growth as we transition into the electric age. Now, the way I have my portfolio set up is I am more heavy-weighted in Tesla, and I have a little bit of NIO, so my Tesla is more than NIO, but I do have both in my account. But I do recommend, since Tesla is such a solid EV play, that you, if you're just now starting out, make sure you get both, but make sure the majority of it is in Tesla. Tesla is a great, solid US company. And quite simply, I just trust my money more in the US than I do in China at this point. However, I do think that NIO is a must-own because the Chinese market is huge and you don't want to miss out on that opportunity, so go for both. Also, don't just go for a plunge in the pool of Tesla and NIO stock. Dip your toe in the waters, okay? Buy little bits at a time over long periods of time. Amass those shares, you know? Dollar cost average your way in, but nonetheless, be sure you have those two stocks in your portfolio, especially Tesla, because over the course of the next 10 years, they're gonna grow. Be sure to say hello or reach out with any question you may have at thewealthywomanpodcast@gmail.com. Also, as a disclaimer, any stocks recommended in this podcast are simply for entertainment purposes only, and please buy at your own risk. Check back every Wednesday for a new episode of Wealthy Woman Life Podcast. Until next time, be wise and be wealthy.